receive Holy Ghost in the dream.
Can I also ask you a question? Can I also ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Can somebody receive money in a dream?
Yes, sir.
You can receive money. And when you wake up, you'll be spending it.
Let me tell you my experience.
Okay.
Far back, I had an experience. So, in that experience, so I've been contemplating whether it's the real Holy Ghost or not. So, during last week, I was not opportune to be here because of the nature of my job. So, on Sunday, I came and I prayed a prayer. I said, God, if actually that experience I had far back is really the Holy Ghost, I need a sign. So when I slept yesterday night, I slept. So in that dream, I was, it was like a dream. So I saw myself, I started convulsing, seriously.
Sorry, did you say like a dream?
Yes, sir. I passed on, I don't know. So because I was alone in the room, so I couldn't tell what really happened. So I started convulsing.
What were you doing before it happened?
I was sleeping in the night.
Oh, you were asleep?
Yes, sir.
Okay, finish it.
So I started convulsing, serious convulsing. So during that period, when I was convulsing, I saw something like a newborn ram in a cloud in front of me. So I had a voice saying, you have a Holy Ghost. This is the Holy Ghost. So in that dream again, I saw you. I came in the church, we are teaching. Yeah, you send a message that I should see you after. So in that, I was happy, I was rejoicing that I've had the Holy Ghost until I woke up.
No, actually what that dream did was to confirm to you,
yes,
that
sir,
you have the Holy Ghost. Okay. That's all. It's a confirmation for you to know that you already have what you are praying for. You already have it.
Yes, sir.
That was a confirmation for you. Okay, brother.
Praise the Lord. There is one strange experience I had last Sunday. So, when the prayer was going on last Sunday, I was feeling something on top of my head, like fire. So at the time, the heat of the fire was much. Then I now looked up to see if there is any fire falling on me. So I couldn't find any fire. So I keep on praying again. The thing continued. I opened my eyes. So I was praying. The thing was, the heat of the fire was much. So after some time, and I was imagining, is this the sign of the Holy Ghost? So, sir, my question is this. Is this the sign of the Holy Ghost?
When I say manifestation, you were praying. What were you praying for?
For Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Praise
the Lord. It's a manifestation. What you saw is a manifestation of the Spirit. And I told you, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says different manifestations, but the same Spirit. Different administration, the same Spirit. Different operation, the same Spirit. So it was a manifestation of the Spirit.
Then,
when that happens, church, listen. When you have an experience, you are not sure. Go to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, if this is you, do it again. If it doesn't happen again, it is not
I
God.
I prayed that prayer. The thing continued.
That is it. So that's a confirmation for you.
So another thing is that after that prayer that day, when I got home, then I had a revelation. In that revelation, I saw you, Pastor. So at the front of the church, that place. Then I saw a canopy. That canopy, it was a heap of canopy on the ground, and it was white in color. Then a voice sounded that our canopy, they are facing our canopy. Then I saw a group of men putting on the, facing the canopy at the front of the church there. Then another, after that place, I now saw at the front of the altar like this, I saw a band decorated with this kind of flower at the altar at that place, but the flower was high. Then I saw the band. The pastor now stood like this. When he pointed like this, a voice now sounded again. He said, go and read Isaiah chapter 32. So that was the...
Did you read it?
I read it.
What did it say?
It was says something concerning a king who rules with integrity.
The what?
A king that rules with integrity.
The king that rules with integrity.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what's your question?
So my question is that this revelation, there is misconception. I don't understand the revelation.
I want you to note that when God wants to give you a revelation, he will not keep you confused. If you don't understand, ask him again. Tell him to make it clear. You know, Apostle Paul even said when you speak in an unknown tongue, he said, pray that you will be able to interpret. So you can pray for the gift of interpretation of what you are saying in tongues. The same thing with dream. Dream is a message to you. It's part of the word of knowledge. So if you don't understand what he's showing you, then he has not achieved the reason for showing you, because it's not entertaining you. So you go back to him and ask. You see, there are some of the prophets that... There's one prophetess, who was this? I think Amarachi. Amarachi one day was ministering. And then suddenly she stopped. She was telling them, she was saying something that she said, I take it easy now. I never understand the first one, the second one. You know, so after I asked her, why were you talking like that? He said they were too fast for her. So that's why she was telling them, how many they take her easy now? I said, what were they doing? Said they were writing it on the board. They write and finish. She won't read and finish. They never read and finish. They clean up. They put another one. Then tell them, say, how many they wait now? She never understand the first one. Now you can have that relationship with the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, grant me understanding of this dream. I don't understand. And you will make it understandable to you.
Thank you, sir.
It's important. If not, everybody will come here and be narrating his dream for me to interpret. And yet everybody dreams. Yes, sister.
Good evening, sir.
God bless you.
Please, sir, I need a interpretation.
Again. I talk up. So many people send me text. Pastor, give me the interpretation of this dream. Like say, let me give you the dream.
No, I need the interpretation. Who will interpret my question?
Okay, you want the answer.
If I continue on, I will not...
No, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
You are not understanding me. An Igbo woman, I want somebody to help
oh,
me.
Oh, you want somebody to interpret in Igbo for you?
Yes.
Who sabi Igbo? Sit down. Who is a Igbo here? Come now. This one is only married to Igbo woman. You want to interpret? Well, you think they want to say, I love you? Yes.
Hey, Mama.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adjumbo.
So my question is,
Nkembo Nasi.
The first one is Gambo.
See, I want original Igbo man.
Please, this borrowed language.
Where are you from? Which state are you from?
Nkembo Nasi.
Which state?
Imo state.
Which state are you from?
Imo state.
I beg, make somebody from Imo come. This man are half Calabar, half Rivers. I don't know which one he belongs to. Somebody from Imo.
My daughter can call, come out now.
Who is from Imo now? Come now, come and interpret for us. Give her. It's all right. We're not sure of his identity.
My first question is saying, when I came here, I was very happy. I was excited very
well.
Because when I was at Imo State, the type of gospel I had here.
I didn't hear that. What did she say?
The type of sermon I've been hearing, I've not had it before. The type of one I had, I've not been hearing.
Amen.
It is true that I'm a Christian, a real born again Christian. But there is difference.
Amen.
Because of this, I'm really thanking God because of my child that brought me here.
Amen.
Also, can you regard their baptism?
Hallelujah.
Because of this, I took to Hills to do my baptism because of the word of God I had.
Amen.
So, ajum ga hopo. Maka ndi nko ozo, mu na ha so na efo ofufe bu ulo. Na nutupudia oku ase na dike bi na egusi. Ndi mere baptism na ha nke nna, na nke opara, na nke monso. Na o di wrong. Na ase, dika ha na nutupu ya. How can they make heaven?
Because of this, I am asking this question. These people that I'm worshipping with over there, that have done the baptism through God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, what would be their fate if peradventure they leave this planet Earth?
heaven. Take our bones of you, say, Ruberti Ozunisi. Master, take out your brain, you see, Hana Guanime, and your mayor. Blame, or did it happen? Did I not do bread?
Should, in case they didn't make heaven, and the word of God said that we should obey the people that God has placed ahead of us, in case they didn't make heaven, who is to be blamed? This is our first question.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mama, you can hear me now.
Yes,
you can hear me. Now that is the sincere question. That question that you ask for the brethren who have not found the truth and yet they are worshiping God. It's the same question I ask for members of my family, same father, same mother, that are Muslims. Very dedicated. They pray 5 times a day. They will not lie. They will not fornicate. But the Bible calls all that self-righteousness. And all that before God, he said that type of righteousness is what? Filthy rag. Now, coming to our brethren, those who are going to church, the Bible says that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, but the important aspect of it is this. Jesus Christ made a statement. He said, no one can come to him except the Father draw him. And he said, and another place, he said, all that my Father has given me will come to me. They will locate him. Now, there are people that are the church of Jesus Christ is a mixed multitude. When they left Egypt, God sent a prophet to bring out his children out of Egypt to the promised land. Almost 2 million people left Egypt. How many people entered the promised land? How many in that generation that left Egypt? How many?
Two.
Only two people. Thank you. What happened to the rest, the other ones? They all perish. Why? Praise God. Why did they perish? Because they did not go all the way. So it is. But anywhere that God's children are, he knows where they are. And he knows how to move them to see the truth. I think you came to do Mugu for here.
No.
Okay, I thought you came to do Mugu. You say your daughter brought you here?
Yes, sir.
Uchechi.
Onyechi. Gift. Your daughter, you said.
Oh, okay, you're the one. But you have not come to my office yet. I've not seen you yet.
No time.
No time.
I have come, but no time for you.
Okay, yeah, she told me you are coming. She told me you are coming. I've not seen you. Yes, you resemble her well, sir. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wherever his own, wherever they are, he will cause them, because the footstep of the righteous is ordered by God. All his predestinated seed, whose names are written in the book of life, not whose names are written in the register of any denomination. Anyone that their names are written in the book of life, none of them will be lost. So don't worry. You take the light to them there. Those that are his own, they will catch it. But those that are not his own, they will fight it. Even here in Lagos, they fight it. There is next church to us here. They don't want to hear us. And yet you, from Imo, you came, you caught it. Why? Wherever his own are, they will catch it. And very soon, we are entering into the television 24 hours with our satellite station. So wherever they are, they will hear it.
My second question.
Yes.
Atramiju, Obruna, Mmadu, Sianatala Holy Ghost, Ma, Mbonebi, Adehoma. That Holy Ghost, okay, make forget it.
I want to know, if somebody confesses that he or she received the power of the Holy Spirit and the life that he or she is living is not in accordance with what he confesses that he's living, would that person go to heaven if the person dies?
No. Mama, if you watch throughout the period, there is something we have been emphasizing, and that is the commonness emphasis in this ministry, because the anointing of the Holy Ghost is in Yafu Yafu in this ministry. So we need to say that there is a difference between the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, when you receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost, all the gifts that those who receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost operate, you too, you will operate those gifts. But the difference is that anointing did not penetrate to your soul, to your heart, to your spirit man. Therefore, it does not affect your conscience. It does not change your nature. You still continue in your sin. And remember, it is a gift. And the Bible says, the gift and calling of God is without repentance. When God gives you a gift, he will not take it back. Even if whatever you do, you will never take it back. The gift is there with you. It's waiting for the day you will account for it. So a lot of people get confused about that. Anybody that has received a genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, the first evidence is that your life will change. When your life does not change, now, the changes, some are very automatic, some are gradual. But certainly, every day you will be better than yesterday. you'll be better than yesterday. But when you see somebody, and then again, it has to do also with the thing of the conscience. The Bible says, he that is born of God does not commit sin. What that scripture means is that he that is born of God, that is, you're born by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. What it means is that you cannot take pleasure in sin. So such a person cannot enjoy sin. Your conscience is always tormenting you by the Spirit that dwells in you. So that makes you to leave it. And you go forward. Yes, some can be gradual, but some can be automatic. Certain things, you know, nobody can be 100%. But at least the ones that disgraces Christ up and down, some we go, pyam. How can you, for instance, be born again and go and sit down comfortably in a beer parlor? You are disgracing Christ. Something like that. How can you genuinely born again go and then, you know, fornicating, sleeping with women or men that you have not married? You are disgracing Christ. In fact, that one, the Bible says, it says, whosoever defile God's temple, what will happen to him? He said, God will destroy you. And so, at least that one is, you know, I expect every born again, when you remember that one, fear will catch yourself. You wear your trousers back, say, may God not destroy me. So it's life change. So anybody you see manifesting a gift and has no fear of God, has no brotherly love, has no conscience, full of wickedness, swims, eats, drinks iniquity, just know that is another Judas. It's not for heaven. Okay, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Please. No, the freedom woman. Since they are here.
Why I'm asking this question is because the joy I have and the freedom I got since I entered into this place, I have never encountered it before.
Clap your hands now, church. That's the joy of the Lord.
Because of no gain a marker. Chetram dim neck, but as never when he gives
you say that you should please, that she's pleading with you that you should always be remembering her husband in prayers. If there is a way she could go with an aircraft to bring him here, that would be possible, she would do.
Amen. God bless you, ma. I will still see you before you go. God bless you. Let's clap our hands for our God. Amen. You know, we don't bother to have interpreter here because the majority of the people coming to this church are Igbo people, and every Igbo man or woman, they hear English. Until no Igbo man or woman can speak one sentence of Igbo without adding English inside. You must add one English word inside. So go ahead.
My question is, how can a believer in a church like this differentiate between a demon, a hidden demon in somebody that is being threatened by a prayer session? That is, I mean, the person behaving in a kind of strange manner.
Manifesting.
Yes, and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And this, and again, reoccurrence of the same behavior, you know, with one particular person. That is my first question.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting question. Now, in the gift, in the nine gifts in 1 Corinthians, those first nine gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, one of the gifts there is discernment of spirit. There is gift of prophecy, there is gift of tongues and interpretation. Then there is the gift of discernment of spirit. Why God put that gift in the church? So that any gift that is in operation, somebody with that gift will know whether this is of God or not. That, so God has taken care of that. Somebody must know. Somebody must know. And particularly, the people that we know, they are normally ministers. Because if you sitting down in the congregation,
yes, sir,
see a manifestation, and you see that it's a demon, there's nothing you can do.
Yes.
So that gift cannot work with you. It has to work with us that have the authority. So that when we see, we know immediately, this is not the Holy Ghost. Okay. And that's why we pack some people out for deliverance when they found out that. There are some people, where will they see? Will they see them plenty? But one thing about this ministry is that we try by all means, see, there is something. Let's open the Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let me just, show you something here. It's very important. See. Hallelujah. Verse 27. I'm going to read it from verse 27 just for you to catch the picture. It said, now, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And for him to let us know that everybody cannot operate the same gift, he said in verse 29, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Pentecostal church will say yes. All speak in tongues. It's a lie. Do all interpret? Now, this is where I'm going. But covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet, show I unto you a more excellent way. What is the more excellent way? It's chapter 13, verse 1. What is the excellent way of operating your gift? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have no charity, charity here is love, godly love. There is a difference. You see, he didn't just say love. He particularly used charity. Because charity here is the emphasis of the type of love. It's agape love. The type of love you exercise and not expecting anything in return. The type of love you exercise even before somebody that you know hates you. The type of love that you express to your enemy. He said, charity. He uses the word charity. And he says, I read it again. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Now, and it goes on to the end. But Apostle Paul is emphasizing, he said, a more excellent way of operating the gift. And if you truly have the love of God in you, you don't want to ridicule anybody. You see, you don't have to ridicule anybody. See, there are some serious deliverances we conduct that if we are to make an open show of it here, some of you will not come near any of them after that deliverance. Very seriously. Very, very seriously. The same devil that has been misbehaving with them. When it is time for him to go, we make a last show to disgrace the personality of that person. So that by the time you go, before you recover your personality and dignity, he has messed you up. So, now, when God opened my eye and I see you possess church, I even stay here and see projection from the congregation at me. And sometimes I will walk to see the person. Now, I don't see it as that person attacking me. I see that person as a spirit. And then I'll tell the person, come out. And hand them over. They take the person for deliverance. You see? So when you have that gift of discernment, and you see that somebody has a demon or is manifesting a demon, because sometimes you will see somebody, you are looking at somebody, it changed again to snake, it changed back again to human being, it changed again to snake, changed to heaven. The carnal person will say, hey, not touch me. Hey, that is not the purpose of that gift. God is showing you this for a purpose. That's a prayer point. There's a snake covenant disturbing this person. So a gift that God will show you something concerning someone and make you run away from that person cannot be a true gift, or you are not operating it with charity. So when you don't see us making show of people, you go to that room where ministers are doing deliverance, you go see things dire. That church hall when deliverance is taking place, or some that I conduct in my office. Jerry, where Jerry? He will confirm what we see and what we hear. Praise the Lord. And some of them, once that demon leaves, that's all. That same gift, we immediately minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes from that deliverance to water baptism, come back again, I will minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That demon is gone forever and ever. Praise the Lord. By the gift of discernment that is spotted out. So, please, it is not, you don't conclude, to be on the safe side, always believe that every manifestation is a manifestation of the Spirit until proved otherwise.
Okay, thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Sir, the second question, sorry, is about, is it, that is my own, the way I'm looking at it, it may not be true. I don't think it's true.
Okay.
The density of, you know, the anointing over the area which women are sitting, is it more than the area which men are sitting? Because I see more women falling. I don't think my own, that is as an ignorant person. Thank you, sir.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The reason why it is pronounced like this is because women sit one side in this church, men sit one side. It happens in every ministry where the anointing flows. The women get caught faster than the men. It is the composition of the spirit makeup. It's the spirit makeup. So they are lighter in the spirit than the men. That is the truth. And you ask the coordinators, it is easier to handle a woman under anointing than a man under anointing. So God himself knows how he does it. Praise the Lord. There's nothing wrong. It is just their composition. They are lighter. Something before something we make a man to cry. A woman has cried and died before the man will begin to cry. And when you see a man crying, you will see people will tell your boy, don't act like a woman. Why are you crying? Don't act like a woman, because Before a man can get so emotional until he will cry, you know that this, he don't kill a woman, finish. So you have to know it is the composition. God bless you. That's why it is also easier for them to be possessed than the men. It's easier for them to be possessed than the men. That's why the devil possesses them more than the men. That is the truth. Amen. But remember, they are also the best intercessors. They can move God faster than a man. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Pray that you have a wife that can pray. If we know they pray, your wife they pray, you are covered. The whole house is covered. Because when they pray with the whole of their heart. Amen. And just like a man cannot withstand a woman that is in sorrow, so also God cannot withstand her. So before she start to pray, you don't answer her. If not, you go soon cry for her. Praise the Lord. They are the best intercessors. That is the truth. Yes, who is? Yes.
Sir, please, I want to ask a question. Please, sir, can non-born again Christian prophesy and it came to pass?
Can
non-born again Christian?
That is, can an unbeliever?
Yes, prophesy and it came to pass. Or speak in tongue.
Sure. The rain fall on the just and the unjust. Psalm 68. Verse 18 says, He God giveth his gifts to all men, even to the rebellious. Genuine gift, but a wrong vessel. Correct?
So my second question. Is it right to record tithes?
To
record tithes.
Record tithes.
Yes. Because there is some churches you go, they will give you a book and they will write your name inside that book. Whenever you pay tithes, and they will go and record this somewhere. Is it right in the sight of God?
I have answered that earlier on. I said, whatever system any church takes for her members, as long as there is no commandment against it in the Bible, is the motive for doing it. The truth is that the church is run. The church cannot be run without finances. And particularly in this part of the world, Africans are very stingy. If you tell them to do something willingly, like that, to give willingly, have you seen Thanksgiving offering? Have you seen when they are bringing Thanksgiving offering in this church? Thanksgiving offering, somebody is dancing with 20 naira. You see? So maybe that church, the people don't pay tithes. So to force them, they make them to have a register. So that when you will need them for something, maybe you need assistance or anything, they will go back to the tithe. Because your tithe also confirms your membership. So before you come, they want to ask you. Maybe that is one of the reasons. I don't know why. I've never belonged to such a church before, but I learned it takes place. Maybe it is for them to know so that when you come, because even in this church, we have the women fellowship. And if any sister has any problem, they have the dues. Every member of the women fellowship pay every month. If you have any problem, you need assistance, immediately you come, they will open a register. They'll say, where your card? That you pay your dues. If you don't pay, they will tell you, sister, you are not our member. When you want to dedicate your baby, before they clear you to come to the altar, they will check your card, whether you have been paying your dues. I think it's 15 naira or 100 naira or something like that. Every month. If you don't pay, they will fine you 3,000 naira. Whoever you are, you must pay that 3,000. If not, you won't bring your baby here for dedication. That is their own way of making the women to belong to the fellowship. And it's the motive that God looks at.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. But we don't do that in this church. We know that if you don't pay your tithe, you will come to us for prayer. Because the devil will finish you. And when you come, when I make anger for you, next time you will pay your tithe. And we ask you, do you pay your tithe? Why should this happen to you? If you say you pay, if you lie, God knows now. But whatever it is between you and God. And there are some things that born again Christians should not even be told. Every commandment of God should be obeyed to the letter by born again Christian. Okay, I think we are finished. Oh, one sister. Yes. That should be the last sister.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, sir.
God bless you too.
Sir, I want to be cleared of something. As a few years ago, I had an experience, and I actually want to confirm if really what I perceive was the same thing. I read scripture where it is written, the angels are ministering spirits, and the Lord made his ministers flaming fire. So I was asking the Lord, because I was in the healing and deliverance ministry there, I was asking the Lord to make me flaming fire, you know. So I actually had an experience while I was praying that prayer then, coupled with the Holy Ghost baptism, because that very day I had that experience here. The whole of my body was on fire. Fire through. I have to run outside to see if I can get water to pour on my body. So even there was nothing. The heat was so much. I ran outside into one of the kiosks there. So I don't know what to do. So when I saw that scripture and I said, you made your angels ministering spirit and make your ministers flaming fire. So when I prayed like that, so one, we came back from vigil, and I was sleeping in the morning. I just inside, I was in the room. I saw myself. The bed was on fire, you know, flaming fire. I was as if somebody, they were ram, and the fire was there, as if there was a sacrifice. The whole of my body, everywhere was on fire. I jumped down from the bed. I looked under the bed, whether there is, my younger ones put stove under the bed. I didn't see anything. I was wondering where the fire was coming from. So, you know, I don't know. The second time I went back, I slept again. The same thing happened to me. I ran out of the house, you know, to see whether there is fire around the house. I have to off the electric, all the electric gadgets. So I want to know what is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are a wrestler? A boxer?
I was once a footballer.
Just footballer?
Yes.
Okay. You ask, you say God should make you a flaming fire. The fire come now, you can't complain again. It's your prayer now that has been answered. You receive the fire.
Consuming the me.
No, you are only feeling. You are only feeling a sign that you are a fire. You are feeling a sign of the fire that is all around you.
Okay.
It's the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Okay. How about by the time you have finished praying, after that was operation, lose him, let him go. After that time, we came back from the camp and we get their program. So by the time I sit with somebody, the whole table or the chair will be vibrating. What is that one?
No, those are all the initial manifestations when you receive the Holy Ghost new like that. They are all manifestations, and they are different things can be happening all around you. But I want you to note that there is something you must watch out for. In the midst of all these manifestations, it will not be a torture. In the midst of all that manifestation, you will still find peace and joy within you. That's when you will know that is God.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Church, let's clap our hands for the Lord now. Huh?